It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm your host, owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store located here in Mobile. We're at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, just a block up from Wenzel's on Dauphin Street. Usually everybody knows where that is. Next to the Delta Bike Project, a tall, three-story orange stucco building. You cannot miss us on that corner. If you would like to call the store for anything, check stock, because sometimes we run out of stuff fast. Make sure we have what you need, all that. Maybe schedule some time with me on the phone or in the store, or even a video conference. You can call the store at 251-255-5155. Most of the time, you're going to get Isaiah on the phone, maybe Angeli on the weekend, but they will get me a message. And you can check us out at cannabama.com. I'm getting conflicted reports on all the work we're trying to do on the website. Today it works, and then it doesn't. And then somebody orders something, and it's out of stock, and we are, I don't know. Don't ask me. I just work here. Anyway, whatever you need. If you have questions, if you still haven't been in, I know some of you listen avidly, but have not been down to see us, you know, maybe come check us out. You don't even have to tell us who you are. We won't tell your mama or your friends if you're scared. But we would love to get some feedback even on the show, you know. Love it, hate it. I had one person upset saying that he knows a lot about me, and that's about it. That I didn't let anybody get in a word in edgewise. It was pretty rough. And sometimes I'm sure that's true. I do like to talk a lot. And I get excited and I interrupt people. I don't mean to. But anyway, hopefully that gentleman is listening and maybe I've done a little bit better because I think about him every week now. So thank you for that, sir. Always looking to improve our methods here. If you have any feedback, negative or positive, y'all be nice now because I'm not mean. Trust me. We want to know. So anyway, if you would like to call in tonight at any point, feel free. Take down this number, 251-343-0106. I'm going to have Isaiah on the show with me in a little while. But right now, we're going to talk again to Janita Williams. And we spoke with her about the Camp Remain event a couple weeks ago. And she is here on behalf of Alexis again, because Alexis works. I know he's listening. Hey, honey. We got you covered. He works from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. apparently, and so it's very difficult for him to come on the show, but Janita is so wonderful to come in and help us out. So, Janita, tell us what's going on now. What are we looking forward to? We've got a prayer march June 27th.
Yes, at 3 o'clock. It's okay. The second year. The first year was very successful. Over 100 people came out, so we're hoping to have a even more successful year this year.
All right, so what he sent me says it's a peaceful prayer march this Sunday, 3 p.m., June 27th, at the Public Safety Memorial Park. Where's that? What part of town? Do we know?
I'll tell you. I have to Google it.
Google it, y'all.
Yes.
We dropped that ball, didn't we? Public Safety Memorial Park, the people are going to gather to ask for God's help with the injustices of African Americans and all people of color. It says, we'll march from the park to Mobile Police Precinct on Government Boulevard and back to the park. Mm-hmm. It's a quarter of a mile march.
Right. So I guess it's around that area, around Government.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So around Government Street then. I think I know it's probably that that park with the skateboard.
The skate park.
Okay. I saw a lot of kids out there the other day driving past with my daughter. And so at the precinct, pray together. Then have open, healthy dialogue about steps being taken for change, as well as citizens asking questions of concern in the city with the police chief and attending officers. Mm-hmm. And what else?
And there will be voter registration as well.
All right. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have free water. So it's a short walk. It's hot. But they're going to hydrate everybody.
Yes.
So what better reason to get together than in peaceful prayer with your neighbors, with your fellow community you know, sisters and brothers, that's what we all are. You know, we live here together and we need to be peaceful. But we do have a right to ask questions. We do have a right to say this isn't fair. We don't like it. And as I try to encourage my cannabis advocate friends, with respect.
Yep.
Because nobody likes to be yelled at, and nobody likes to be told this is what we have to do, and no one likes to be disrespected.
Right.
And, you know, even when we're talking to people that we feel disrespected by, somebody's got to teach them how to act. So we have to be the better person.
Yep.
All right. Well, tell us again, time, date.
It is going to be Sunday, June the 27th at 3 o'clock p.m.
Okay. And it says masks and social distancing are encouraged.
Yes.
And as always, Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else is on here. I think we covered it. 3 p.m. At the park.
Yep.
Public Safety shoes. Memorial Park. Yeah, wear your walking shoes. All right. Thank you, Janita, for being with us and for helping us stay abreast on community activities. On to other things. I think we have another 251 songwriter sessions coming up with Lorianne Armour and the project that we've been working on with her to sponsor to highlight the local talent here in Mobile. And it's usually at the Merry Widow on a Saturday night. So we will be, I think it's June 25th. That would be Friday night. Friday night, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Friday night, June 25th. And my good friend Sergio will be playing, and he is so talented, and I'm so excited to get to see him play anytime. He always plays a certain song for me, so maybe he'll do that again. He plays my dad's song, and the first time I heard him play, I had known him for a long time, but I'd never heard him play. And the first time I heard him play, he happened to play my dad's song, and the song that my dad, when I was 5 years old, would say, Jen, when I die one day, play this at my funeral. And of course we did, and now, you know, it's the quintessential song for my dad. It's Into the Mystic by Van Morrison, and he played that. And I was in the back of my store, and he was in the front, and I was just, like, in tears. I was like, oh, my gosh, you have no idea. So hopefully he'll play that for me. So if you're listening, Serge, I'm putting a request in now. But anyway, thank you so much, Nita, for being with us. And I think I see Isaiah coming in. He had to shut down the store and run in here. So we're going to have some great debate tonight on a subject that we are both very passionate about. Having learned everything sort of the hard way and the long way. And as we go, and Isaiah has been with us working in the store now for 2 years. So say hi.
Hey.
Get your headphones on. So tonight we're going to talk about this article, okay? We talk about this a lot, and in bits and pieces, and it's probably very unorganized. But the article, someone posted, I can't even remember who posted it, somebody on my feed on Facebook posted, how science reveals the cannabis industry's greatest lie. You're buying weed wrong, and so is everyone else. So we want to talk tonight about the misconception and the importance that people place on Delta-9 THC content. So we're going to go over some basic terms before we start. Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol is Delta-9. That is the one chemical substance within cannabis that is an illegal substance. Yeah. Okay, weed, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, hemp, none of it is illegal. It's the one chemical that's found prevalent mostly in what we classify as marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Both are cannabis sativa L. You know, it's like roses, I tell people. Roses, you know a rose when you see one, but some are pink and some are white and some are red. Some smell good, some are climbing and some are mini. But they're all part of the rose family and, you know, just like citrus too. They're all round. They all have the dimply surface and they all have that zesty, citrusy thing. But limes are green and more sour than the yellow lemons and...
Yeah.
Oranges taste much better than grapefruit to me. Grapefruit is disgusting. But anyway, but they're all citrus and they're all in the family and they all are great sources of things like vitamin C. So Delta-9 THC is the culprit that makes things illegal. It is what is on the controlled substances list. You know, the broad term marijuana, I mean, you're not going to find the vitamins and minerals and fatty acids listed as controlled substances. It is just the Delta-9 THC. But there's Delta-8, Delta-6, Delta-7, Delta-10, Delta-12, Delta-11, There's THCA, THCV, THCVP. I mean, I'm probably getting my alphabet mixed up right now, but there's a lot of different types of THC found in cannabis, and they're all in minute, some of them even not even a measurable amount in trace amounts. So when we come back from the break in just a minute, we're going to go over what it is about Delta 9 that people find so alluring and why the focus on Delta 9 content is making people buy weed the wrong way. Why we're short-sighted and we're cheating ourselves of a great experience if we're just looking at Delta 9. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we'll talk about that more with Isaiah.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Isaiah, my son, I know you guys know he's my son. We are here today, and we're talking about this article from Forbes magazine that says, science reveals the cannabis industry's greatest lie. You're buying weed wrong, and so is everyone else. So we talked about before the break the Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, what everybody knows as THC. It is not the only thing in cannabis. Some of my cockiest, most smart aleck and rude customers that I easily converted to big fans, when I was like, okay, how many chemicals are there in cannabis, since you are so educated and experienced, and they're like, I don't know, 40. And I'm like, oh, aren't you cute? There's 489-ish. There's probably more. We're still discovering new receptors in the body. We're still discovering trace elements in cannabis. And the whole point that we want to make overall, and we will by the end of the show, is that cannabis is the sum of its parts, not just one thing. Mm-hmm. That's why it works for so many people, for so many reasons on so many levels, because it is the most bioavailable, nutritious plant known to man on this planet, and it is a superfood. Yes, sometimes we roll it up and smoke it, but, I mean, go ahead and smoke your broccoli if you really feel like it. But anyway, what we want to talk about is why the industry is in this sort of endless loop of high THC, high THC, high THC. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. So, this says basically only two numbers matter when it comes to selling cannabis in dispensaries: the list price and the THC content. That's all anybody cares about, especially the concentrate fans. And I was wrong when I said I only had one negative email. I did get reamed out by one guy who was a concentrate lover, and he misunderstood what I was trying to say about THC not being all there is, and that we've taken it too far in the industry, and, you know, saying, I smoke 90% pure THC and, you know, whatever. Yeah. Sorry, dude, but it's not that important. Yeah. Hate to break it to you. When it says when cannabis tests more than 25% THC, dispensaries can justify charging $75 or more for a store-bought eighth. Okay? I charge, what, $24 for an eighth?
3.5 grams.
Yeah, 3.5 grams. That's like 5 or 6 joints, maybe, depending on how you roll them. And then there's a very good chance people will pay it because they're confident in that THC level. Yeah. If the THC level is 24, 25, 28, you know, they think, oh, this is the best and the most potent available. And that's what everybody is looking for. And if it's in the teens, well, it's probably going to be cheap, because people think that it's not worth as much. But what's short-sighted about that is that they're missing the point that cannabis is all 489 things. Yep. And THC is, Delta 9 THC is not the only part of cannabis that can impair you or help you with sleep mm-hmm. or help you with pain. It is certainly not what solves all the problems. That's more in the realm of CBD,
yep.
which acts as an anti-marijuana, as they call it, because it actually counters the psychotropic effects, okay?
Yeah.
So both CBD and THC are the most prevalent cannabinoids in cannabis. There's others, you know, so we talk about CBG, CBC, CBN. We've had shows about CBN and help with sleep. And then, of course, all the other vitamins, minerals, and all the other things, terpenes, flavonoids, that are found in the plant. But the University of Colorado published mm-hmm. a study in the Journal of American Medicine Psychiatry, and they found that THC content is a poor indicator of potency.
Yep.
So we want to explain that. High THC weed doesn't even get you more high.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that? Isaiah has done a lot of reading on this study. So tell us a little bit about the researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder's Institute of Cognitive Science and what they documented in this study.
So basically what they did was they took a group of about 121 different cannabis users, different people, and they split them into two groups. One group was the group of people that mainly ingested concentrates, so dabbing, taking oils,
right,
things 80, like
90%
that. Yeah,
THC.
Yeah, really high potent stuff that's just one to, you know, maybe a couple dozen chemicals at most. And
right.
then the other group of people were flower users, people that smoke joints or bowls.
The
or
raw however
you
flower
do it. Yeah,
as
exactly.
it is.
And so within each group, in the concentrates and in the flower group, they gave them each two different levels of potency. So for the concentrates, some people were given 70% potency in their concentrate, and some people were given 90%. And then in the flower, some people were given 16% bud, while other people were given 24%. And they tested their cognitive function, their mood, stability, balance, all those sorts of things before the experiment, right after, and an hour after the ingestion.
Right, their blood. They check
yeah.
their blood. They monitor their mood, cognitive function, and intoxication level
mm-hmm.
before, during, and after.
And pretty much they got every volunteer to do a kind of like a one-on-one self-diagnosis, and they found that pretty much all 121 participants were like the same level of high based on their review of it. Now, with the concentrates, they tested higher levels of THC in their blood, but they were not physically more high based on the review of the person.
Right. They were no more impaired.
They were no more impaired than people that smoked flower. And you look at that and you think 90% versus 16, that should be a big difference. But the 16% flower has all the 488 other chemicals in there where the concentrate might have just the one or a handful. So there's a
right.
big difference, and there's a much larger entourage effect going on with the people that are smoking the flower versus the people that are smoking or ingesting the concentrates, which is mainly why the larger THC doesn't really mean anything.
Right, because the medium potency flower
mm-hmm.
and the high potency concentrate gave the same amount of
yeah.
impairment.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like I tell people with CBD, I think. When, you know, your body requires a certain amount to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
And once you reach that threshold, what we call the sweet spot, more is not more.
Yeah.
More, it takes a certain amount to get you to this certain level
yeah.
of function or a certain level of relief or a certain level of impairment.
Mm-hmm.
More is not more.
Yeah. Like even for people that like smoke weed all the time, there
mm-hmm.
comes a point after average use where you have a plateau where you can't really get more high.
Right.
That's pretty much any person that's ever smoked at a regular basis
right.
can tell you that there's a point where you don't get any more high unless you take a break for a couple of days or a week.
Right.
And that's true to all of it because of that plateau that everybody has.
Right. Now, it's not so much that you have tolerance. It's that you've reached the threshold for yourself
mm-hmm.
and you've saturated and your body doesn't need any more and it's
yeah.
all waste.
Yeah.
And so you have to use it up.
Mm-hmm.
before it really has a euphoric effect or an impairing effect again
yeah.
because you've already reached that glass ceiling.
Yeah. And
more is not going to get you anywhere. And at those levels, I mean, we see things every day with legal products that have a very small, immeasurable sometimes trace of Delta 9, and yet it still has a profound effect on people
mm-hmm.
because it's part of the whole. It's part of the whole. And even in trace amounts, You don't need to be impaired to get a medicinal benefit from it. And Delta 9 is not the only thing in cannabis that alters your mental state.
There's whole, like, the best way to really review flower or to choose what's good and what's not good is by smelling it.
Right.
Your smell is what's leading you towards everything your body needs. So, like, I've sold flower at the store. Like, let's say I've got Bubba Kush and Sour Space Candy. I'll have four or five customers tell me that Sour Space Candy smells fantastic. And then that sixth, seventh person comes in and hates it.
Right.
That's true for any strain. Everybody's going to need something different. And those terpenes are what really guides the high or the feeling versus the CBD or THC content.
Right. And we'll go into what terpenes are and review that in just a minute. But it's definitely true, and I've been taught this over and over, to go with what your nose tells you, because your nose is sending a signal to your brain. Those terpenes are there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Terpenes are chemicals in all plants that give them a smell. They're either to repel predators or attract pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that smells good to you is what your body needs. If it does not, then it's not for you.
Yeah.
So some people love that skunky, cheesy, mm-hmm. Gross.
It depends. Some are good.
And I am not attracted to that. I like the berry, creamy. I like the citrusy. I'm a sativa person.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that energize and wake the brain and help the thoughts to be cleared. Except when I have a migraine, and then granddaddy purp all the way. Because at that moment, that's what my body needs, relaxation. My muscles need relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that slow down and stop so you can get better. So always go with your nose, because you're smelling the combination of 104 terpenes. And like the cannabinoids, they come in trace elements, you know, very small amounts, except for the ones that are prominent for those strains. But, and most people don't understand this, the difference in strains has nothing to do with THC and CBD.
Nope.
Nothing.
It's
the terpene profile. It is the combination of smells, because just like we talked about the citrus waking up your brain, you know, limonene is going to energize your brain, whereas linalool, which is what makes lavender smell the way it does, is prominent in indicas. When we come back from the break, we'll get into terpenes more and talk about all the other properties in cannabis,
mm-hmm.
and finish up why we're doing it wrong and the stores that are selling it are doing it wrong, and now how the pandemic has kept us from being able to really choose the right way now that we cannot smell in a lot of dispensaries. We'll be right back.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm just looking at the message board here, and I don't normally, because I didn't know it existed till recently, but I just want to address a set of comments, actually, that someone, and I won't use your last name, but Daniel, I'm sure you're still listening. Here's what Daniel had to say. Did you just say Black Lives Matter? You're out of here. Go woke, go broke. Sean Y, which is addressed to the station owner, Sean Sullivan. And Jennifer, know your audience, WBLK maybe. You, sir, well, God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. And that's not cool, okay? It's not cool. We were talking about a prayer meeting, a peaceful prayer meeting. And I'm sure that you can't relate to anything that anybody else outside of your obvious demographic has to deal with. I'm trying to be nice. I just think you're rude, and I think that it's none of your business, and it's not the first time that I've brought people of color onto the show. It will not be the last. Sean Y, I'm sure that Sean will back me up on that, because this is just ridiculous. And, he just called me an idiot. So just keep going, sir. I'm going to call it out on the radio, except that I'm not going to waste any more time. I'd love to know what your IQ is. Anyway, moving right along, let's get back to what we are talking about here. And I also got a message from Greg about CBD help for depression, and I would love to be able to talk to you about that more on a personal level. My cell phone number is 251-303-5193. Take that down, Mr. Daniel, in case you need to call me and tell me, you know, over the phone how wonderful I am. Anyway, back to the things that matter. So here we're talking about the fact that there are more factors at play in cannabis, in selecting cannabis. Sorry, my producer is laughing really hard. Probably at you, Mr. Oh, I can't use your last name. I'm going to accidentally do it, and then that'll be oops. So judging a cannabis strain, this was interesting, on its THC content is not unlike judging a film based on the lead actor. The THC number isn't going to be an indicator of the performance. So many jokes. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, Isaiah liked this analogy because, tell me why you like that analogy about judging an actor. I mean, judging a film based on the lead actor alone.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, she's trying to convince me and everybody else who's there to watch, rent this movie and watch it with her. It's got Nicolas Cage in it. There was nothing really like popular looking about it. Nicolas Cage was in it. Turned out to be a terrible movie. I didn't watch it, but
Nicolas Cage never said a word.
He never spoke. So basically proving he is hoped as a good actor in some of his, later movies, but he is more of a star in a really not very good film. So that's more like judging a movie based on its actor. It wasn't a good movie, good actor. You can't judge Bud on its THC content because it can be misleading.
Yes, it can. Okay,
it's got 30%, you don't like the smell. That's not going to do much.
I disappeared the comments on the screen because I touched something. Probably my low IQ. Anyway. So, the one very large exception to all this is edibles.
Yeah.
If one edible says it has 100 milligrams of THC, and another says it has 10 milligrams, and you eat them, you will absolutely be higher longer for 100 than 10.
And that goes back into your tolerance, too. If you're not used to any sort of high and you eat 100 milligrams of THC, that's going to be not very fun. But if you are, it'll be different, but you'll definitely be really high for a long time. So,
right.
Nonetheless, it's still
and do yourselves
longer.
A favor when you're having an edible of any kind, whether it's a Delta 8 edible or a CBD edible or a Delta 9 THC edible that is currently illegal in the state of Alabama, but you're in a legal state because we're going to assume you're visiting a legal state. Always chew your edibles for at least 60 seconds. Just like putting oil under your tongue, you want it to absorb in the mucosal membranes and the sublingual gland. And give it time. Chew it slowly. It's not a snack. If you need to chomp, chomp, swallow, have a snack handy. But chew your edible slowly. Liquefy it in the mouth. Give it a chance to absorb. It'll go much quicker into the bloodstream and much more potently. And you won't lose all that time and gain a lot of stupidity and eat a bunch more thinking this is lame. 2 hours later, you're on the floor in the fetal position because you've overdone it. Give it time, be patient, and chew it slowly. Always, always, always. So, besides THC, okay, there are a host of cannabinoids. There's more than 100. I've read as much as 148 named cannabinoids. And most of them aren't even tested for because they're in such trace amounts. So, okay, Daniel, I appreciate your argument. Even though it's too late for that, please stop. where was I? This is ridiculous. So the cannabinoids are there in trace element, but even in trace amounts, they are medicinal to the human body, and they have a compounded effect on the brain and on the body and the immune system, the hormones, the brain chemistry, all that. And then now we're back to terpenes. Right? We love terpenes.
Yeah.
We think, don't you agree, Isaiah, that terpenes are the most underrated part of cannabis?
Oh, yeah. We don't have carry many of them, but whole brands make terpene-infused oil to serve specific, like you can make a Granddaddy Purple oil just the same as we have a Granddaddy Purple vape pen, and it has medicinal value in the body effect, the migraine relief, and sleep overall.
And it has no THC, too. No yeah. Delta 9 THC whatsoever.
Yeah, that
whatsoever.
Too. There's no THC. It's just CBD and the terpenes that are in the Granddaddy Purple strain.
So right, right.
Those are
and
awesome
I've tried,
products.
You know, I have tried every strain that we have in the vape products.
Mm-hmm.
They act like a rescue inhaler. Inhalation is the most bioavailable and the quickest uptake because it uses the surface of the lungs to immediately administer to the brain. It passes the blood-brain barrier in 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's why people love inhalation, and they think that smoking is superior.
No, it just works faster.
It works faster, right. But the reason that so many people have to smoke constantly or vape constantly is because you're micro-dosing.
Yeah.
You're only getting 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams at a time. And I tell if you're dealing with something like chronic intractable pain, you know, some type of serious disease, something that is, you know, completely overtaking your life, you don't want a microdose. People are up in arms about not being able to smoke.
You'd be smoking all the time
with the medical bill.
Scenario, yeah.
But a lot of these people smoke anyway. They smoke against the law, and you know, they're complaining about it. But my question to them is, if you smoke all the time anyway, why are you still on disability? Why are you still complaining about your autoimmune disorder? Why are you still, you know, in so much pain and still on pharmaceuticals if you're smoking anyway?
Because
it's
the
because
high THC isn't doing anything for you.
Right.
It's just making you high and numbing you a little, but it exceeds a certain degree, and then that flower does nothing but the brain effect. You really don't get much relief from just the forgetting about it.
From what I've learned, seeing thousands of people a month for 3 years straight and doing it from home and doing my research from home a year before that, is this, that it, to me, overall, now it has many, many qualities, many proven scientific qualities. You know, it does things that I'm not allowed to say because I'm not a doctor. But on the whole, when it comes to things that I see every day, high THC, high Delta 9 can actually exacerbate anxiety and stress. It can actually make you more paranoid. The impairing effect, not everybody can be high all the time. Not everybody can be high at any time. Some people don't enjoy being high, but cannabis is the answer to what they need. And I liken in a lot of situations, it's more like taking a pain pill because it numbs you. It helps you cope with your pain or
it's the best pain pill
or your impaired function or whatever it is that you're using it for. But it doesn't ultimately fix anything.
Yeah.
And the parts of cannabis that fix it, that first and foremost comes from the CBD, because the root of all pain, all disease, is inflammation. And the most powerful trait of CBD is the anti-inflammatory effect that it has on the body. It tells the brain to tell the body to release all the junk we're holding on to. You know, I'm 43 years old. It took me 43 years to get into the condition I am today. And sometimes, you know, when you've not used it or utilized your endocannabinoid system ever in your life and you start using it, sometimes it can even have what seems like an opposite effect in the beginning. It can cause you to flare. It can cause you to get sleepy. It can cause you to have a bad headache for a few days because it's doing its job and taking all of that toxic junk and flushing it back into your bloodstream. And so the body can eliminate it. And when you're moving all that junk, 43 years worth of crap comes out. And it can make you flare with your symptoms. It can make you sleepy. It can make you have a headache. That means it's doing its job. Is it unpleasant? Yes. I tell people all the time, don't stop. You can reduce it greatly, but don't stop altogether. Go slow and work your way up. And within a few days, all that disappears. I've never had anybody that came in and said, oh, it gave me a massive headache that lasted more than 3 days. We back it off, and then we go back, and we're full force within a week. And none of that happens because their body is adjusting to being flushed out. Once you are much improved, then the CBD keeps your body in a perpetual state of flushing because everything around us is inflammation. What we eat, what we drink, what we breathe in, you know, the steam in the shower has fluoride and chlorine that we're freebasing. You know, everything in the air, everything that we rub on, clean ourselves with, it's all toxic. I mean, is there anything real in food anymore? that's not laced with sugar and pesticides and God knows what else. And then there are things like synthetic medications and vaccines and all the other things around us. And then, of course, now we've inundated ourselves with antibiotics for the last 50 years, making it harder for us to recover. And so getting those things out of the body is important. So cannabinoids, all the different ways that cannabinoids affect the body, they're all important. When we come back, we are going to finish talking about terpenes and the entourage effect. And maybe this needs to flow into another show about how to look for the best cannabis and how to know when you're getting ripped off. Come back, stay with us, and we'll talk about this some more in just a moment after the break. Pot is sold in prepackaged containers. You can't smell it anymore.
Yep.
Thanks, coronavirus. One more way. You have messed us up. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show. This is the idiot known as Jennifer Boozer, your host, according to Daniel, whose latest comment is, I'm hoping your new time slot is just after the vacuum show on Sunday afternoon. I don't know the vacuum show, guys, but I think you're throwing a little shade there saying that that would be an undesirable spot. I guarantee you, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have a right to your opinion. This is America. Anyway, gosh, you act like we were talking politics. So back to this. I had another gentleman who actually has a constructive question. And Chris in Orange Beach, he walks 10 miles a day in the sand for 25 years, putting out chairs and umbrellas. God bless you, Chris, because there's so many people that wouldn't know how to function without you.
Yeah.
Your hips are killing, listen, my hips are killing me, so I drink to kill the pain at night. What would CBD do for me? Well, CBD is going to help flush out the toxins from the alcohol, for one thing. But like I said, everything that we eat, drink, the stress, the trauma of life, all those things cause inflammation. It builds up throughout your lifetime. All pain and all disease is rooted in inflammation. So CBD is going to tell your brain to flush all that stuff out of your joints. And the alcohol is not going to do anything more than impair you. It's actually exacerbating the problem. It's adding to the your body's inability to function properly by affecting things like your liver and your pancreas, your stomach, and of course your brain. And there are receptors, unlike cannabis, there are receptors for alcohol, for amphetamines, for opiates, benzos, those type of drugs that are affecting your brainstem, where your involuntary body functions are dictated, your breathing, your heart rate, that kind of thing. That's why people overdo it with alcohol. They overdo it with benzos or with opiates, and they stop breathing, or their heart explodes. They have a heart attack or a stroke. You can have a stroke coming off of alcohol. And that's why it's important to us that you get some good information and some good help. I would love, love, love to have a more in-depth personal conversation with you. And again, my phone number is 251-303-5193. That is my personal cell, and I am not afraid to give it out. Well, except maybe for Daniel, but don't call me, honey. Don't call me. I'm not interested. But anyway, sorry. I gotta have fun somehow. But it is a very serious thing to definitely talk more in depth about. I would love to know more about your history, your health, any medications that you might take, things like that, so that I can make sure that we're not going to give you half-hearted advice and not consider something like whether or not you take a blood pressure medicine or a blood thinner, or whether or not you're taking something else besides the alcohol that might be impairing to the brain. We don't want to make it worse, but we can definitely help you get better with that. Please, please, please give me a chance to do that for you. It would be an honor and a privilege to help you with that information. I do work with lots of people who are using different substances and help them get off without suffering. And, of course, with people with intractable discomfort. Yes, I will text you my number. I just got your message. Isaiah's typing that in right now for you. And please give me a call, give me a text, whatever. It doesn't matter if it's tonight. I don't mind. But definitely we can do something to help you. Part of that is the CBD. Part of that is the trace amount of THC. And it the terpenes, those chemicals that give the plant a smell. We always use limonene and linalool as an example. Limonene is found in citrus. It's invigorating to the brain. It helps creativity, productivity, energy. It lights up the brain, and it's your happy giggly. It's your head high. It's your, this is what I want to smoke or use before I go to work, before I go out and have a good time with my friends. And an indica is heavy on things like linalool. And that one is easy to talk about because everyone knows what lavender is. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that the smell of lavender is used to calm children. It's calm. It helps us to sleep and relax. So indicas are better for pain and sleep and for slowing you down and really putting you down. Sometimes for me, it's the anxiety of being a small business owner in this last year has really done a number on me. And although Delta 9 THC is not something I use because, A, it's illegal. B, the times I did try it, it made me super paranoid, and I will not go there ever again. My reluctance to try Delta 8 is because of that, and Delta 8 has actually been a huge help to me. I could take it and not be stupid, but I can actually relax, and I've heard I'm quite pleasant.
I smoked some Delta 8 on the way over here.
Good for you.
There you go.
So. We have a lot of people that have switched from using street weed to the Delta 8 products because it does eliminate that paranoia. And there's a whole lot of peace that comes with knowing you're not breaking the law. You're not doing anything that anybody deems wrong, and you're not going to go to jail for medicating yourself. I think the misconception is as hard fought as the medical bill was, as much as we've tried to help further that, and even now, you know, we're going to work toward, you know, being able to grow it in your own home because we should have medical freedom. It is not the right to have high Delta 9 THC that's going to save us.
Yeah.
It's being educated on the whole plant.
Like medical marijuana, we've had the ability to change the world for like 3 years since we opened, since the farm bill, the last farm bill
was passed. We have changed a lot of lives.
Yeah, like medical marijuana is almost pointless. Like,
well,
not necessarily pointless.
It's not pointless, but it's not what it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what
it's going to be totally regulated by the state. It's going to be totally taxed. It's going to be, you know, so few choices. I mean, I've heard 12, I've heard 15 dispensaries in the whole state. Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely not enough. And not everyone will be able to get a card.
Yeah.
And you'll have to pay to see these doctors. Yeah. And I've even read that you may have to get two different doctors to recommend you.
Yeah.
Then you'll pay for the card. Then
you got to have years of like chronic pain, proof that of doctor's visits and pain prescriptions and all kinds
of stuff. And you can bet Alabama's not going to let you fudge it.
No, you can't just hop in line and go get a card. That's not going to work. And even if it did, you'd only get oil and a capsule. You're not going to get any bud. You're not going to get any brownies. It's not going to be anything really fun. It's going to be very bland.
Well, and the point is, you can get the medicine that you need now. The medicine that you need now, because in those high THC strains, they actually engineer out the CBD because it counteracts that effect. So you're getting less balance, and cannabis was meant to be about balance. Street weed in the 90s was 4% THC. People would laugh at that now. They would think that was, you know, brick weed.
Yep.
That's Reggie. That's Bull. But I've got flower right now that people can't get enough of that is less than 0.3%. It's less than 0.1%, and they love it because even they don't understand, though, that it's not about that THC. And the CBD is great, but it's all those things combined. That's why it's called the entourage effect.
Yep.
You put all the elements together, and that's what makes the difference.
Yeah.
That's why synthetic THC does not have the same medicinal effects as the whole plant.
Exactly. Just going back to the experiment that those researchers at, what was it, University of Colorado or something like that? Yeah. That right there just proves what she said. I don't like it when people say the real thing.
Right, right. Like ours,
I'm like, it's all real. It's right in front of me, dude. Like, it's right here.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't have THC. There you go. Sure. Then
it doesn't have high Delta 9, but it has what we have. At least you know what's in it.
Yeah.
We have lab tests. You don't know what you're getting. I know someone who almost died.
You don't know what strain you're getting. Like, you could have anxiety and like indicas because the last dozen times you've gotten it from that one person, it was an indica. But this time it was a sativa, and it freaks you out. Totally different scenario. You don't know what you're getting. And then what she said, it could be
laced. And they'll call everything Bubba Kush.
Yeah.
Because that's a familiar name, or OG Kush. All right, well, we're getting ready to be done for the night. Now the coronavirus is confusing things even more, because a lot of states are only selling prepackaged. So luckily, when you come to Cannabama, you can still stick your face in the jar.
Yep, we ain't
scared. Join us next week. We'll talk more about how to choose cannabis well.
Yep.
Thank you, and have a great night.
See
Good night,
later.
Daniel.